Morning, once again, this is Minister Andre. I'm coming from Richmond Heights, Ohio. I am your host this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Giving honor and praise to God, who is the head of my life, to my wife, to my Bishop Eric and K. Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the pastors, all the ministers, deacons, mothers, saints that's on the line, especially those that are joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Are we learning to invest today? Are we getting in tune with blockchain, disruptive technologies? Thank you for the word last night. Living with a prophetic advantage. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Well, we're going to go right on into our first prayer lead at this time. Minister Bronson, are you there? Okay. Yeah, we're going to give you a little time. Minister Bronson, are you on the line? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Maybe Minister Bronson is having a little trouble with getting on the line. So if Sister Mildred is on the line, do you mind going first at this time?
Yes. My prayer is Acts chapter 8, verse 24, my scripture. Then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me, that none of these things which ye have spoken come upon me. Father, we thank you for your word on this morning. We thank you, we praise you, and we lift you up. We glorify your holy name this morning, O God. We thank you for knowing the power of intercessory prayer, God, that Simon spoke unto Peter, pray ye to the Lord for me. Father, we thank you, knowing that you send those that can go before us and pray on our behalf, Father. We thank you for our bishop, our pastor, our deacons, and our ministers, God, that you send, God, around our lives, God, that intercede for us, Father, when they feel our spirit, oh God, when you show them our face in the spirit, oh God, they intercede for us. They pray on our behalf, and we thank you for them, Father. Father, guard us from things that's unlike you, Father. Guard us from things that come into our spirit that's unlike you, Father. Father, we bless you this morning and we praise you. Father, give us a pure heart, Father. Give us a heart, a genuine heart to desire to follow you, Father. Father, Simon needed prayer, God, because of his heart, Father, his heart, the things that Peter had spoken over him. Father, he asked him to pray for me. Father, thank you for allowing others to pray for us and to intercede for us, Father. Father, the heart is deceitful above all things. God searches the heart and tests the mind. And we love you for knowing that this morning, Father. We love you for knowing that you searches our heart and you test our mind. And Father, we know that you have the power to cleanse us and purify our heart. Father, we thank you, Father, for all that you do for us and all that you've done. And if our heart condemns us, Father, you are greater than our hearts and you know all things. Father, we love you and we praise you this morning. And we acknowledge you, Father. We thank you for allowing us to acknowledge the things that we even do, Father. We acknowledge you. We acknowledge the wrongdoings. We acknowledge you, Father. And we praise you on this morning for just being good and for just being just in our lives. We thank you for your words that emphasize asking someone to pray for us on our behalf when we're facing spiritual struggles, oh God, when we're facing spiritual difficulties, even when we feel in doubt in our life, even when we feel in confusion in our mind, that we can seek those and say, please pray for me, lift me up in prayer. Father, we thank you for the people that you've put around our life, spiritual friends, spiritual co-workers, spiritual family members, and even the spiritual people that's in our church that you have brought us to, Father. We thank you for it, Father, that people that cover us and lift us up, Father, people that have our best interests at heart. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We pray for strength and power on this morning, that we resist temptation and evil doing, and we pray that you cover our hearts, Father. Father, we pray that you cover our hearts and that you keep us, oh God. Keep our mind, keep our soul, and keep our spirit, because there is none like you, Father, and you do all things, and you are great, Father. You are great in all your doings. You are great in what you do. Your word is great to us, God, knowing that someone can pray on our behalf, knowing that we can cry out and say, pray on my behalf. Father, there's times when we are weak, Father, in our spirit. There's times when we are weak in our mind, when our thoughts are moving faster than our words, oh God, and we just need to reach out to someone, God. We thank you for knowing that you hear all prayers, God. We thank you for knowing that you hear all prayers at all times and all things, God. You are worthy of all praise, God. Even right now, we come to the prayer line, God, just to hear prayer sometimes in the morning as we move forward in our day, just to know somebody's praying for me. Father, we love you for our parents that pray for us, our grandmothers that pray for us, our ancestors that pray for us. Father, we thank you that they prayed on our behalf, our fathers, our mothers, God, sisters and cousins, people that just prayed on the behalf of their family as we stand right now praying for our family, God, as we stand right now praying for loved ones in our family, God, intercessory prayer, interceding for them, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your power and your will and your glory, Father. We thank you for allowing us to call out their names, God, to call them into your will, God. There is none like you. You are worthy of all praise, Father. And we pray this morning that we put on your armor this morning. So when the day of evil come, when temptation come, when our hearts are feeling wicked, oh God, anything or anyone that exalt themselves against you, Father, we pray this morning that we stand on holy ground. We stand on your word. We stand on your promise and your power. And we stand on faith this morning that we are more than conquerors through you that love us, oh God. And we take up the shield of our faith on this morning, Father. We praise you and we bless you and we thank you, Father. Father, draw us near to thy throne on this morning, oh God, as we pray for others, as we intercede for our children, oh God, and our grandchildren, even our loved ones, oh God, as we pray on their behalf, Father. We thank you for knowing that you hear all prayers. We thank you that you hear all prayers, God, at all times, God, that we may receive your mercy and your grace and fill us with your grace in all times and in all situations, oh God. Father, let our peace guard our heart. Let your peace guard our hearts, oh God, and our mind, Father, as we pray for our loved ones, oh God, as we pray for those that are close to us, as we pray for those that are around us, oh God. Guard our hearts, God. Purify our hearts, God. Let us pray in purity, oh God, as we pray to bring them into your will, as we pray that they hear your voice, oh God, as we pray that if they're going astray, that you turn them back to your way, oh God. We pray this morning, oh God, on the behalf of others, oh God. We pray on the behalf of this world also, God, as people are going through trials and tribulations, oh God, even ourselves in our own lives. We pray on their behalf this morning, knowing that you hear all prayers and you hear all things, oh God. Father, in this day, Father, we love you, God, and we praise you, God, and we lift you up, oh God. We lift you up, oh God, knowing that you know all things. There is none like you, God. You're righteous, none like your righteous, God. And there is no one righteous, no one, no, not one. No one doeth good, no, not one. But, Father, you are great. You are righteous, you are good, and you are powerful. Father, only you can change our hearts. Father, I pray for those that just going through this morning, that those that need someone that pray on their behalf, Father, those who minds and backs are up against the wall, God. And when you ask, can you pray? No, I can't. But can somebody pray for me? Father, we thank you for knowing that you intercede in all things. We thank you for knowing there's one lamb per household. We thank you for knowing that you will send somebody our way that know our trials and know our troubles. We thank you for knowing that you are good and you are great, God. We love you this morning. We love you this morning, and there is none like you, Father. If there is no love in our heart, there is no God. God, put love in our heart so that we can receive for others. Put love in our heart so that we can pray for others. Put love in our heart so that we can cover others in spirit and in truth, oh God. We love you, we praise you, and we bless you on this morning. And we thank you for knowing that prayers reached on our behalf. We thank you for knowing that you will send your wind on our behalf, oh God. We thank you for knowing that you are good and you are great. And those that love you, those that trust you, those that believe in you, those that serve you, that you hear prayers, oh God. You do reign on the just and the unjust, God. But we pray this morning as we pray on the behalf of our family, as we pray on behalf of others, God, as we pray on the behalf of those that are attached to us and those that you lay on our hearts, Father. We pray that you move on their behalf this morning. We pray that you move and touch their hearts this morning. We pray as they go through on the prayer line and those that are reaching out for just prayer, oh God. Let us intercede for them, God, those that have their strength and their armor on this morning. Father, even those that are weak, let us intercede, oh God. Let us intercede for those that who need prayer, oh God, those that who need strength, those who need their faith build up again, those that have went astray, oh God. Let us intercede for them even right now on this morning. We love you, we praise you, and we bless you. We lift up your holy name, Father, for there is none like you, Father. You are our Savior, Father. You are the good shepherd. You are the breath of life, and we love you, Father. You are the bread of life. We love you, we praise you this morning, for there is none like you. We glorify you, and use us for your glory, Father. Use us for your glory. And let thy will be done in our life, Father. We love you and we lift you up this morning and we praise you. And those that need prayer and those that cry out for prayer, pray for me. Father, we pray for them on this morning and we pray for the world on this morning. We pray for those that are in need on this morning. In Jesus' name, we lift you up, Father. In Jesus' name, we glorify you, Father. In Jesus' name, we honor you, Father, for there is none like you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now I would like to turn it over to the host.
Amen, Sister Mildred. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for stepping right in. Thank you, Jesus. We are praying for our families. Yes, we are praying for those. God will send somebody on our behalf. If we can't reach our families, God can send somebody that can reach our families. So don't stop praying for those that are not saved. Keep them in your prayers always because God has a way of drawing them to him through someone else. Thank you, Sister Mildred. We are praying on this prayer line. If anyone is interested in becoming a prayer lead or a host, you can call Pastor Lenora at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. We are praying for Minister Bronson. We don't know what's going on at this time, but we're keeping him in our prayers. Pray as well for me. I'm dealing with this flu virus. It's got me a little bit under the weather, but nevertheless, that we're going forth in Jesus' name. And at this time, we're going to turn into our next prayer lead, which would be our own Minister LaShonda. Minister LaShonda, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Go right ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. Thank y'all for allowing another opportunity. Hopefully today my phone won't go out. Now I'm sitting still a little bit. I am going to read what Minister Bronson had as an assignment. And y'all bear with me because I don't normally read this much out loud. So work with me. He had Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. I'm reading out of the NIV version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler, against the authority, against the power of darkness in the world, and against the spiritual force of the evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you do have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes with the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. My God, let us pray. Lord, we do thank you. We do praise you. We do worship you. We thank you even now for another occasion to come and pray. Come and seek your face. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God that hears and a God that answers. And you are a God that gives instructions. You have given us a plan of action, O God. We thank you that we have the helmet of salvation. We thank you that we have the breastplate of righteousness, O God. Lord, that we even have the ability to cover our feet. And Lord, a sword that is your word. Lord, we normally pray, Lord Jesus, and request and have a desire to talk to you about the things that's going on in our lives, O God. But Lord, we thank you that you have actually given us the tools a lot of times to do exactly what it is that we need, that we have the tools to be equipped to fight the enemy, even in the spiritual realm. That, Lord, let us understand that our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against principalities in high places. And, Lord, that you have already gotten the victory. When your son died on the cross and said it was finished, he covered every situation. He covered everything that we needed. He put a period behind the sentence, O God. And, Lord, we are thankful today, Lord Jesus, that we can go into the battle understanding that we already have the victory. We have the victory over everything the enemy has placed before us. Lord, your word says that it doesn't say that the weapon won't form. But Lord, we know that we have the victory. Even as the weapon is forming, it can't prosper against us, O God. Which means we already have the victory going into the battle. Lord, that the fight is fixed for us. Someone is going through a trying time and they don't know what to do. But Lord, if they go to Ephesians 6, they know that they have a weapon, your word. They have a weapon in prayer. And Lord, that we even have the ability to stand in for one another, as Sister Mildred so prayed before, that we have the ability that even when people don't know how to pray, that they can speak to someone else about their situation. And Lord, before we start judging the situation, before we start judging the person, that we can lift that person up to you in prayer. Lord, we even know that your son is sitting on your right hand, ever in intercession for us. So we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be worried. We don't have to be anxious about anything. But if we truly put our situations in your hands, if we truly allow your Holy Spirit to lead and guide, if we find our quiet places, oh God, and be filled with the Holy Spirit and allow that Spirit to pray for us. Your word even says, even after you've done all that you can do to stand, stand therefore. Don't get weary. Don't fall down. Don't give up. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. You can continue to stand even when you're saying, I stood all that I could stand. The word says, stand firmly. Don't give up. Continue to pray. Continue to ask. Continue to seek. And you will find. You will find exactly what you need. You will find the rest that you need. You will find the strength that you need. You will find the answer that you need. Lord, we thank you this morning. We thank you for every person that's represented on the line. We thank you, oh God, for every prayer lead, oh God. We thank you for the hosts today, oh God. Even as he's here, not feeling 100%, Lord, we pray now, Lord Jesus, that you will begin to heal his body, oh God. Touch him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you are the potter and we are the clay. Lord, that you can mold us and make us how you see fit. Lord, allow us to never get off of the potter's wheel. Let us be right in your hands, oh God. And Lord, as you break us, as you mold us, as you stretch us, oh God, Lord, let us be exactly made in your image. Lord, that we will be true representatives of your word, of who you are, true sons and daughters of the living God. Lord, that we can take authority over every situation. Lord, we thank you even now, Lord Jesus, that you are moving on the behalf of your people because your word says that we need to continue to pray. Lord, I thank you even now that this line has inspired people to have a prayer life outside of the line. It has caused somebody to pray with their family. It has caused somebody to have a prayer line of their own. It has caused somebody to call out for every situation that we look out into the world and it doesn't overwhelm us anymore. Lord, that this is somebody's lifeline, that they have to get on here Monday through Friday. Lord, because it gives them strength, because it gives them encouragement, oh God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, that the testimonies that are coming out of this line, even for other ministries, oh God. Lord, because we understand it's just not Baca, the Body of Christ Assembly, but it is the body of Christ that we're trying to reach. It is the world that we're trying to reach. That is not just my four and no more, but we're trying to reach a dying world. And Lord, allow us to be that light. Lord, let us not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But Lord, let us proclaim the good news to the people, oh God. Lord, pass the titles, Lord, that we can tell them how God has saved us, how God has changed our lives, how God has delivered, how God has set free, how God has healed. Lord Jesus, how God has touched our children. Lord, how we have, that not only are we saved and going to heaven, but Lord, that we have a purpose in this life. Lord, that we can tell them how you have come, that we might have life and that more abundantly. And Lord, that they can see an abundant life as an example in our lives, oh God. Lord, that we are not always talking about our mountains, oh God. But Lord, we're telling our mountains about our big God. Lord, that it's not always us that's complaining and murmuring, but it is us that's lifting up the name of Jesus. Lord, that we can declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, that we know that we serve the true and living God, the only God that hears and answers, the only God that moves on our behalf. The word says that we must stand, even in this evil day. That we must put on the full armor of God. Lord, let us not go out into this world anymore, Lord, naked in the spirit. But Lord, that we would put on the full armor of God. That we will be ready to stand against the wiles of the enemy, O God. Lord, that we will be prepared. Thank you, O God. Even as the word came forth, that preparation time is not wasted time. Lord, we thank you even now for the word that has gone forth now, training for reigning. Lord, so many people have different ideas of what it means, and it means whatever it means for you. But even as the word is coming forth, as the man of God seemingly is standing in the wilderness, calling out to the people. Lord, let us take a hold to what the man of God is saying. And Lord, learn. Let your people have a heart, have a mind to learn. Lord, renew our minds because you have the ability to do that. Change our thinking. Let us have a mind towards you, O God. Let us have an ear to hear, and then past the ear, let us be willing to do something. I thank you now for all of your people. I thank you now for your people that are on the line. I pray that every need is met. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, as they put fleece before you, O God. Lord, as they put their requests before you. Lord, as they seek you for whatever it is that they need. Lord, that you are answering it right now. Lord, that the situation is turning around for their good right now. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We give you praise, honor, and glory. For truly you are worthy. In your son Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. At this time, I'll turn it back over to Minister Andre. People of God, be blessed.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for stepping in, soldiering up today. We're fighting a battle. Thank you, Lord. And we thank the Lord for the generals that we have on the front line in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, y'all, we're at a halfway point. God is good. Those that may have to leave, we're asking if you can sow a seed at this time. You can sow that seed to Bishop Eric Clark, $ Bishop Eric Clark. That's the Cash App. You can also text to give, G-I-V-E, at 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. Give your offering there. Give your prayer request. Upload your 1 minute GPS. Thank you, Jesus. All right, at this time, we're going to return it into our own capable hands of our own Pastor T. Buckner as our next prayer lead. Pastor T., are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me good?
Amen. Go right ahead and let God use you. Thank you, Lord.
Grace and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to be up this morning in this snowy day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Knowing that our temperatures here in Ohio change constantly. It'd be 60 one day and 20 the next. But God changes not. He's always faithful. He's always there. He's always has a word for us to get up the road, push us a little bit further. People of God, be encouraged. Be encouraged that God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten your prayer request and your petitions. He hears you. He sees what's going on in your heart, and he's with you on a daily basis. Pray for all those that are on our prayer list, Brandon Chapman, Frank and David, all our African brothers and sisters, Daniel and Robert and James, praying that all these individuals be healed, all these individuals be set free underneath the blood of Christ. Rosie, Sister Izzy, Brother Crabb, Mother Peterson, and Mother Goodman, all of these individuals be healed. God's hand be upon you and your family. In the mighty name of Jesus is our prayer. God will give you the desires of our heart. Latoya, Manzella, Mercedes, Berta, Billy, in the name of Jesus, we pray these prayers and we believe God. We believe God. We believe God in the name of Jesus. We believe God. Brother Bernard, Sister Damon's, Rachel, Linda, Lakeitha Jeffries, entire family, we praying for you all. Hattie Beer, we praying for you all in Jesus' mighty name. We ask God to be with you and be with your families. God, to bring forth healing. God, to bring forth the desires of your heart. This is our prayer today. And we believe God. We believe God can do it. In 1 Thessalonians 5, Paul is about to give his final advice, and he says something here. Around about verse 6, he says, "So be on your guard, not asleep like others. Stay alert and be clear-headed. Night is a time when people sleep and drinkers get drunk. But let us who live in the light be clear-headed, protected by the armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation." Verse 9, "For God chose to save us through the Lord Jesus Christ, not to pour out his anger on us. Christ died for us so that whether we are dead or alive, when he returns, we can live with him forever." Verse 11, "So encourage one another and build each other up just as you have already been doing." Let me say that again. So encourage each other and build each other up. Father God, people of God, we build each other up in the faith. Encourage your brother and your sister. Speak well of them. Give them a shot in the arm. Tell them they're doing all right. Tell them they're still doing a good work. Hey, remember Nehemiah was doing a good work and he couldn't come down off the wall. The people of God, you're doing a great thing. Continue to do what you're doing. Continue to be prayerful. Continue to be interceding for others. Continue to build one another up. Continue to bless your brothers, holding up those that have burdens. Continue to help carry those burdens to the cross. My God, in the name of Jesus, let's pray. Father, I thank you right now. I thank you, Lord, for your encouragement of the saints. I thank you, Lord, for those who pray on a consistent basis, those praying for us right now, those that are interceding for us right now, those who are being faithful with the tithe, with the offering, with the giving, with the sacrificial giving, in the mighty name of Jesus, those who keep this ministry alive. Thank you for those individuals. We pray a special prayer for them today. Those that are in other cities and other lands, we pray that God would bless you and cover you in the name of Jesus, we encourage you today to keep reading your word, keep staying close to the ministry, keep staying on daily bread, staying in prayer, staying on midweek service, staying there on Sunday morning service. We encourage you, people of God, we ask that you stay encouraged and you stay blessed, you stay connected in the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for all our little ones right now, all the little babies, be encouraged, be blessed. All of them be covered in the blood of Jesus. No hurt, harm, or danger will come to them in the name of Jesus. We pray this prayer this morning in Jesus' name. They're on their way to school. They're getting on the school bus. They're in the classroom. We're praying for them. We're praying for them. They'll be safe. They'll be guarded in the mighty name of Jesus. God's hand of protection be upon them. God's hand of protection will be upon the people of God this morning. All those who are connected to the body of Christ assembly, all the members, all the co-laborers, all the co-workers, all those who are connected to this ministry, all those out-of-towners, my God, that God would bless them. God would unite them. God would keep them and strengthen them this morning. We pray a prayer of strength this morning. We pray that prayer right now in the name of reconciliation. My God, restoration has finally come. We thank you for them. We thank you. We understand that forgiveness is instant, but restoration is a process. And we believe that they will be restored to back to their full form in Christ Jesus. We pray. We pray, Father, for all those that don't know you in a special way. We pray for the unsaved loved ones right now. We pray that they will come to know you, Jesus. We pray that someone would plant a seed and someone else would water that seed of potential in their life. And God, of course, would give increase. We pray that this morning in the day. No weapon formed against them shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that the enemy will throw, we throw it right back in the name. And we rebuke the adversary right now. He can't have our family members. He can't have our co-workers. He can't have our church members. My God, in the name of Jesus, we intercede. We stand in the gap and we believe, God, for victory. Victory is won in Christ Jesus this morning. We pray that prayer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've already done. We thank you for your faithfulness and your kindness and your extended mercy. Thank you for your grace. We thank you and we appreciate you. We appreciate you right now in the name of Jesus. We love on you today, God. We just love on you and say, We appreciate everything that you're doing, that you're already doing, that you're going to do in the mighty name of Jesus. We hold true to your word. We hold on to our faith. No matter what, even when we're a little tired, even when we get a little weary, as I am this morning. But God, I continue to see you, God. Even when I close my eyes, I see you, Jesus. I see you standing at the finish line. And I thank you, Lord. I know that the race isn't given to the fast or the swift, but to he that endure. Father, we thank you for the spirit of endurance. We ask for a double dose of endurance and strength this morning. We ask that you will help us to maintain a commitment to this goal in the name of Jesus. Let us not get weary in well-doing, but in due season we will reap. If we faint not, let us not give up. Let us not throw the towel in the name of Jesus. Stay inside the race, my God. Stay inside the lane. Continue to run this race, my God, in the name of Jesus, knowing that Christ Jesus is at the finish line with his hands lifted up. And we're on our way. Hallelujah. Don't get tired because you began a good work in us. You started this thing a long, long time ago. And anything that you start, you will finish. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Bless your people today, Lord. Give them a double blessing today. In the name of all the seniors, all the mothers, all the fathers, be blessed. be blessed in the name of Jesus. Pastor Lenora, be touched. Touch her right now in the name of Jesus. Touch her mind. Touch your body right now. Bishop Clark, touch him. Touch him and cover him. Strengthen him today, Lord. Strengthen him some more, God. Give him some more grace. Give him some more mercy. Give him some more of your word. Pour into him, Lord, what has already been poured out. But pour into him. We thank you for him. We thank you for him. We thank you for the lessons that he teaches on a daily basis. We thank you for the lesson on investing and getting us ready for the preferred future. By God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you and we honor you. Lord, we thank you and we honor you. Lord, all of people be blessed today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen us. Strengthen me right now this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you once again, Lord. Thank you for your faith, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you because even sometimes journey through this faith, it we need endurance because it's sometimes an uncomfortable season that we're in. Oh, but Father, somehow you pull us on through. Sometimes you just strengthen us as we go in the name of Jesus. So I pray that the people of God wouldn't give up and they would stay on the track, stay on course. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. And amen. People of God, I thank you. I thank you for bearing with me this morning. Oh, Lord, I need the strength this morning. But God, I thank you because you're faithful and you're kind. You just bless us. I pray that all the prayers be heard. Excuse me. All the prayers be heard and answered in due time. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you all. I love you, people of God. I love you. God bless you. Turn back over to our house.
Thank you, Pastor Buckner. Thank you so much for praying and interceding for our prayer list. For those that are on our prayer list, we thank you for that. We thank you for giving us encouragement to hold on, to keep on standing for Jesus. We thank you. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Yes, we are praying on this prayer line. There are people praying on other prayer lines, touching and agreeing with us, 5 a.m. prayer line, 6 p.m. prayer line, 12 noon prayer line. We are all praying for one another and strengthening one another. We must keep on encouraging one another in the name of Jesus. My name is Minister Andre Jeffries. I got in late last night from work and got up early this morning. And we are doing what we have to do in the name of the Lord. We thank him for giving us the strength just to go forward this morning. We are praying for Bernard. He was rushed back to the hospital. We had an ambulance come and get him. We don't know how he's doing right now, but we are praying for our own brother Bernard, those that are on the prayer list, Latoya, Mercedes, Roberta, Billy, her husband, Linda, James, Healing, Rachel, mother Brenda, family, Denise Damon, Bernard Williams again, my wife's family, me and my wife's family, Evelyn Goodman, Hattie Wynn, Brandon, Chapman, Frank, David, the African family, Donnell, Robert, James, Rosie George, Mother Isabel Carson, Mother Peterson, and Mother Elizabeth. That's Mother Izzy's roommate. They're both in the same room together. So keep them in your prayers. I am Minister Andre Jeffries. I'm coming from the book of Matthew's chapter 4, and it reads, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Jump down to verse 4. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Verse 7, Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Verse 10, Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Jumping over to the book of 1 Thessalonians, 4th chapter, starting at the 13th verse, it reads, brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own words, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump call of God. And I'm reading from the NIV version. And the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Thank you, Jesus. I looked at this little footnote. It said rapture. Although the word rapture does not occur in the English Bible, the Latin Bible uses the verb here from which rapture derives. The ideal is expressed in the words caught up. The rapture is the first phase of Christ's return, involving every Christian alive at the time. These Christians will be caught up to meet him in the clouds, instantaneously receiving glorified body. All those who have died in Christ will be resurrected. Those who are alive and saved at the time of the rapture will be caught up with Christ before the start of the seventh-day week of Daniel. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctify the hearts and minds, all those that believe. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you this morning, Lord Jesus, for everything that has been said this morning, Lord, for every prayer lead that has prayed and intercede on the prayer line this morning. We thank you for them this morning, Lord. We love you, Lord Jesus, with your love that you've given us to love with, Lord Jesus. We return it back to you this morning, Lord. We ask, Lord Jesus, that you have your way in each and every one of our lives, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, of where we've fallen short of your glory, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity, Lord, this day to get it right, Lord, to serve you in the beauty of holiness, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for how you miraculously, Lord Jesus, thank you, Lord, giving us the power to save souls, Lord. Lord, help us to use that power, Lord, that you've given us, Lord, to save somebody today, Lord. That is our mission, Lord Jesus. For the angels rejoice over one soul being saved, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for that assignment, Lord. That power, Lord Jesus, to walk in your authority, Lord Jesus, to set the captives free, Lord, to tell them about the good news, Lord, that you suffered, bled, and died, that they may receive eternal life. There's more to life than this life, Lord. And we want to be a part of it, Lord Jesus. Show us what we must do, Lord. Thank you for giving us the power to get wealth, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for helping us to understand what we must invest in, Lord Jesus, in this world, Lord. Don't let us, Lord, be like those that were in 1 Thessalonians, Lord. That just because we knew you was coming, Lord, that we didn't want to do nothing. Lord, don't let us be like them, Lord Jesus. But let us be like the ones that was flourishing in faith, Lord, in spite of the persecution that they were going through, Lord. They were still working with their hands, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to work with our hands, Lord, while we're waiting on your return, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay focused, Lord. Help us not to lose focus, Lord Jesus, that you're coming back again for us, Lord. But until then, Lord Jesus, let us take advantage, Lord, of all these systems and opportunities that you put forth before us, Lord. We need your help, Lord Jesus. Direct us, Lord, by your Spirit, Lord Jesus. Empower us, Lord, to overcome the persecution, Lord, that may be coming our way, Lord. Those that are in opposition, Lord Jesus, to what your will is for us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the good report, Lord Jesus, that Timothy gave on behalf of those Christians that were standing, Lord, in spite of, Lord, their families that may be turned against them for believing in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that we can still mature, Lord, no matter what the situation is in our lives, Lord. We can still grow in you, Lord Jesus. We can still stand, Lord Jesus, for holiness today, Lord. Don't let us throw out the tub with the bath water, Lord Jesus. Help us to stay on track this morning, Lord Jesus. For we're looking to you, Lord Jesus, to fix it, Lord, to fix all the problems that's going on in the world. Only you can do this, Lord Jesus. We stand on your promises this morning, Lord Jesus. We walk in your power and authority, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for letting us know who we really are, Lord. We are your children, Lord. We're putting on you, Lord. We're putting on the Lord Jesus Christ to walk in today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to live holy today, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your standard, Lord, that you set for us to live in, Lord Jesus. We ask that you have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Don't let us use our power for selfish gain, for selfish reasons, Lord Jesus. But let us use our power to help others today, Lord. Help us to serve the sick, Lord. Help us to serve the afflicted, Lord Jesus. Help us to go to the prison systems, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, help us to go to the nursing homes, the homeless shelters, Lord Jesus. Help us to preach the gospel to the poor, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your power, Lord, to help others today, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your spiritual food that we feed off of daily, Lord. And let's not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for feeding us today, Lord. Your spiritual food that we can grow strength in, Lord. That we can stand strong in, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your revelations today. Thank you for overcoming the temptations of this world, Lord. We're putting your kingdom first, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Jesus. We're stepping out on you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the midst of our hardships, Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you comfort all those that are grieving today, Lord Jesus, that are going through hard times, Lord, that are going through loss today, Lord Jesus. Comfort them, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to stand and be committed to you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for holiness, Lord. You are the King, Lord Jesus. You are the true King of kings, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. And we thank you. We're waiting on your return, Jesus. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Bless your name.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Hallelujah,
you.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We love you today, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
We love you, Lord Jesus. Let your will be done. We praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right, everyone, thank you for joining us today. We thank all the prayer leads. We thank everybody that's on the prayer line, especially those that have joined us for the first time. Hope that you have gotten something from the Lord. He's coming back. He wants you to be in the church. He wants you to be saved. Just give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. He loves you. All right, I'm going to mute the line, and we can say bye to everyone. God bless you.
Thank you.
Don't forget, Bishop will be coming on at 9 o'clock on the Day of Bread.
Amen.
Don't forget to tune in for those that can, those that will.